This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studio producing this high school football action. Litchfield and Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. We welcome everyone online at WSMIRadio.com. And Carl, we've seen Carlinville with a lot of onside kicks over the year. Will they start the season with an onside?
Wouldn't be shocking now, would it? It will either be onside or possibly a squib type of kick.
They've got their dual kickers out there, Matt Schmidt and Tucker Hughes, lined up on opposite sides of the football. It is teed up at the 40-yard line. Tucker Hughes has his right arm up, and we are ready to go. And it will be a little pooch kick to start the 2018 season, handled at the 30-yard line by one of the Hillsboro upmen. That is Jonah Harkins, and Harkins on his feet out across the 35, shy of the 40-yard line, and that's where the Toppers will start first and 10 here in the 2018 season.
Good play by Harkins. He not only fielded that ball, but he gained some good yards as he was determined to just catch and go upfield, and he did exactly that.
So here comes Landon Carroll, the Topper quarterback, the senior. You'll have Joey Leip, Jonah Harkins, and Liam Dugan in the backfield. Jordan Gregg, the big tight end. Caden Lemon, the wide receiver. Landon Malloy at left tackle. Blaine Gunderson at left guard. Finn Tisco at center. Tanner Mullen at right guard with Baron Floyd at right tackle. And the first play of the game is a handoff up the gut and nothing doing. The Carlinville defense stacks up Dugan at the 40-yard line for a short gain of 1 yard. Up front for the Cavies, Will Walton and Tucker Hughes at defensive end. Jordan Bressler and Blaze Ballou on the inside at defensive tackle and nose guard. Ramey Lewis, Colton DeLong are your linebackers. In the secondary, Nick Walton, Kyle Dixon, Jake Ambule, and Colin Gibble. And of course, Kyle Dixon, he is a playmaker, whether it's offense or defense for this Carlinville squad. He was a defensive starter 2 years ago as a sophomore on that state team. Over the middle, caught by Gregg on a slant pattern at the 45, wrapped up quickly, and it's going to set up third down and about four for the Toppers. So immediately on the first drive, Hillsboro finds themselves in one of these critical third and four situations, Carl. These become huge as the ball game progresses along.
And the Toppers complete their first pass of the season.
Triple I formation behind the quarterback, Carroll. And they will hand it off left and nothing doing. It was actually Carroll keeping it himself out across the 45 to the 46. Picked up one. It's going to be fourth and three. And with that play call, you wonder if it was four down territory all the way for the Toppers.
It basically was an option run, and Carroll took it himself.
Toppers look like they're lined up in a punt formation here. Dugan is behind Carroll, as Carroll will double as the punter as well. Now he will drop back into a punt formation. No one back for Carlinville on the return. Carroll will punt it away. Nice high kick angled toward the right sideline. It's going to bounce at the 25. Takes a Hillsboro roll, and it'll be touched down at about the 23. So a nice punt for Landon Carroll, and a good start defensively for the Carlinville Cavaliers as they force Hillsboro to go three and out.
Didn't notice there was not a lot of bounce to that football when it hit the ground, Tim.
Would not suspect that'll be the case at any point tonight. About 3 inches of rain fell, as was the case across most of the listening area earlier today. So here comes Jared Easterday and this Carlinville offense. Easterday behind him has Ethan Wallace, the starting tailback. Four wide receiver set. Easterday will throw. Throwing deep, looking. Dixon, oh, what a catch. He elevates over two defenders, and he has it complete out near midfield at the 47-yard line. What a start to the season for the Carlinville Cavaliers. Big-time pass play down the sideline. Left tackle is Jordan Bressler. Left guard is Alex Dawson. Siler McClain, the center. Blaze Ballou, the right guard. And Jonathan Stilwell, the right tackle. What a throw to Dixon from Easterday. Four receiver set again. Dixon alone on the left side. Same play again. Dixon has his man beat, and Easterday overthrew it that time. And it's going to be second and 10 from the 47-yard line. We're going to have a WSMI game break here after this next Carlinville snap as they face second and 10 at their own 47-yard line. And this is an aspect of the Carlinville offense that Jared Easterday has brought in his tenure at the quarterback, the ability to throw it with accuracy down the field.
Yes, indeed. Two long shots right off the bat to Dixon.
Four receiver set, two on each side of the formation for Easterday. Shotgun. Tucker Hughes in the backfield. Little swing pass out to Tucker right through his hands and incomplete. It'll bring up third and 10, and let's head to our WSMI studios for a game break. All right, David, thank you very much. Good way to start the year. Return the opening kickoff if you're the Greenville Comets. Easter Day on third and 10, straight back, has time, slant over the middle, incomplete, as slipping down to the play was Colton DeLong, and then Jake Ambuehl had the ball short hop him into his gut. So it's going to be fourth down now for Carthenville. So the big pass play on the first play from scrimmage and three incomplete passes since. Jude Bertolino, Landon Malloy, Baron Floyd up front on the defense for the Toppers. The backers, Jake Heffley, Colton Kaiser, Dylan McCamick, Liam Dugan, and Jordan Gregg. In the secondary, Joey Leip, Landon Carroll, and Caden Lemon. Easterday's punt is away, and it's a good one. Hits at the 20, takes a cavalier roll inside the 10, and heads out of bounds. So a very nice directional punt that time from Jared Easterday, and it comes with 9:24 to play in the opening quarter. So both defenses make a stand early, and if you're Hillsboro, that's a nice response after the first play went for big yardage.
Well, and really, in the first play, the defense was there, Tim. I mean, double coverage was there. They had two players, one in front of him and one behind him, but Dixon can go up and get the ball. So that's a play that there's a lot of times you just can't do nothing about it.
Hillsboro is going to start at their own 8-yard line as Carroll will run left. Oh, we got through the initial surge. He's at the 30, at the 40, to midfield, and he's pushed out of bounds after a huge gain. Dixon ran it out, but not before Landon Carroll keeps it off the left side and picks up huge yardage from inside their own 10 out to the Carthenville 49-yard line. It'll be a 43-yard gain. That's very similar to the play they ran on third and 4, Carl. That
right.
One worked better.
Option play, and the Carroll kept it. But this time, yeah, he found a nice hole for the Toppers, and he gets them their first down of the season.
Landon Malloy and Blaine Gunderson really opened up a hole off that left side of the line. Triple I formation for the Toppers. Carroll comes under center. He will hand it off, and nothing doing. Snowed under in the backfield, lost a yard. That was Joey Leip. Back to midfield. That time the Carthenville defensive line had pressure immediately in the backfield. Clock running inside of 9 minutes for the opening quarter. We are scoreless here in Carthenville. An overcast night after a rainy day across mid-Illinois. Not often you see hoodies and jackets in the stands in week one, but that's what we have here tonight. Shotgun for Carroll. He will hand off. Nope, it's an option. Keeps it. Now pitches to Leip. Oh, nice move for Joey. He has a Topper first down inside the 40 at the 38. A gain of 12, and that was a nice play, Carl. They faked the inside handoff, and then Carroll ran the option, and boy, did he have that pitch timed beautifully.
That was the key to that play, Tim. He held on that ball to the very last second and made a perfect pitch.
And when you're running the option as the quarterback, you have to be willing to do that, and you know you're going to take a shot, but picked up 12 yards as a result. So two first downs on the drive for Hillsboro. Triple I formation as Carroll will come back under center. Dugan is the fullback. They will give to Liam. He is straight ahead, and he will.
Oh, loose
ball. Ball came out late, and it was still a live football. So instead of a couple-yard gain, the ball is going to be fumbled back 2 yards at the 37. Winds up being a 1-yard pickup. Well, they marked him at the 36. It'll be a 2-yard gain. His forward progress had him to the 35 before the ball came loose. And ball security could be an issue tonight. Triple I again. Carroll will fake to Leip. He's going to set a lot of loft on that throw, and it is intercepted, I think, by Dixon. No, incomplete. That was a dangerous pass from Landon Carroll.
And I think he lost his grip on that throw because he really lollipopped that, and I don't think he intended to throw it quite that way.
That ball went more yards in the air than it did forward. So to bring up third and 8, clock will stop on the incompletion with 7 minutes and 49 seconds for the opening quarter. You can see the Toppers, they've got big boards with big block letters on their sideline to signal in the plays. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Carthenville in the home blues with the white shoulder pads on the jerseys. Hillsboro, road whites, black pants, black helmets. Another option. Carroll pitches late. Light. Puts his foot on the ground, makes one man miss, gets inside the 35, down to about the 33. He'll be a couple yards shy of the first down, and this is probably going to be four down territory for the Toppers. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Big fourth down coming for the Toppers. It'll be fourth and four. They need to get just inside the Carlinville 30-yard line.
See him look for that big tight end again. They gained 5 yards on the first attempt to Gregory, too.
Greg is split out wide to the left. It will be a handoff to Dugan. Liam straight ahead fighting and churning. Bounces outside, and I think he has enough for the first down. It's going to be close. His second effort might have got him that extra yard that he needed. He was going to be stacked short initially, but the big fella, who is listed at 215 pounds at 6'1", is going to be close to the sticks, and we're going to get a measurement. He is inside the 30, right around the 29-yard line. So it'll depend on the spot. The chain gang will come from the far side of the field. They are on the Hillsboro sideline. The ball outside the hash on the Carlinville sideline. Big measurement here early. 7:05 for the opening quarter. As they will stretch the chains, and he is short. It'll be first down Carlinville. Their defense comes up with a big four and out. 7:05 for the opening quarter. David Jenkins has another WSMI game break. Thank you, David. Jared Easterday fakes the inside handoff, throws the slant. Nice catch by Will Walton as a flag comes out. Walton just snatched that ball out of midair. Now another flag comes in late.
Will?
I think I saw a face mask as the initial signal. Be a personal foul, face mask on Hillsboro. So add 15 to the end of the catch, which took it out across the 35 to the 37. So it's a gain of 8 on the completion, 15 more added on with the face mask. And I was just going to say before that, Carl, that Hillsboro at least flipped the field position after starting at their own 8-yard line. Yeah, now all of a sudden, Carlinville's across midfield.
They did have the first sustained drive and came oh so close to continuing on that fourth down play.
Trip receivers stacked in the left slot for Carlinville. Ball spotted at the Hillsboro 48. Easterday will hand to Wallace. Ethan Wallace, big hole up the gut. He's got a Carlinville first down. Down to the Topper 32-yard line. Gain of 16 for Wallace. That play was blocked very well up front off the right side by Blaze Ballou and Jonathan Stillwell. And that's the explosive nature of this Carlinville offense. Yeah, you had the penalty, but two plays, and all of a sudden they are down at the Hillsboro 32-yard line. First and 10. Easterday switches Wallace and Dixon to the backfield. Wallace now off the left shoulder of Jarrett. Dixon lined up off the right shoulder. Three receivers. They will motion Dixon to the left side of the formation. They will fake to Wallace. Easterday going to keep it himself. And Jarrett gets inside the 30 down to about the 28. And a flag comes in.
Holding.
The first penalty of the year on Carlinville. It'll be a 10-yard hold from the spot of the foul. Flag is resting at around the 28-yard line, so I believe they'll step it off from there. 6:27 for the opening quarter. Litchfield and Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. And, Carl, you're a Litchfield guy, so I'm sure you're happy that Litchfield was able to avoid what a lot of people thought was the inevitable and
well,
no football team.
Yeah, you hate to see for the community that time sometimes affects school, and I think they just had a lot of lack of numbers of people that like football, for one.
They love their football in Litchfield. The holding penalty takes it back to the Hillsboro 39-yard line. Easterday from the gun, fakes the swing pass to Dixon, going to throw deep, and he overshot Ambule. Jake got behind the Topper secondary, but Jarrett overthrew that ball by about 5 yards. You don't see him miss by that much very often when he has an open receiver streaking down the sideline.
And we mentioned it, a little wetness on the field, I'm sure. Had a fumble, had a drop pass, so we've seen the effects of a wet ball a little bit here so far.
It's early, halfway through the first quarter, but the field holding up so far. Four receiver set, two to each side of the formation. Dixon lined up in the right slot. Wallace is the tailback for Carlinville. Easterday from shotgun will fake to Wallace, throws the slant to Ambule, and Jake turns up field, and he is brought down at the 30-yard line. Nice open field tackle made there by Landon Carroll as he went low and took out the legs of Ambule. Jake, 6'2", 200 pounds. So going low is your best option there. It'll set up third and about 7 for Carlinville. After that holding penalty, put him behind the chains. three receivers to the right side. Will Walton, the lone receiver, left side. Easterday will hand to Wallace. Ethan is hit in the backfield and nowhere to go. He lost the yard, as wrapping him up quickly that time was Jude Bertolino for the Toppers. Greg also in on the stop. Jordan Greg is a monster. He's going to have a lot to say on the defensive side of the football this year. 6'4", 235-pound senior.
And makes for a good target as a tight end.
Fourth and nine, Carlinville will go. Chance for the Topper defense to make a big stand early. 5:09 for the first quarter. Clock is running. Empty backfield for Jarrett. Has time, sets his feet, throws, took a big shot on the pass, and it is incomplete. Jordan Gregg just introduced himself to Jarrett Easterday on fourth and nine. It's incomplete, and a turnover on downs.
So far, both defenses are winning the battle as both teams get a little drive going, but they're both stopped on a fourth down play.
We've got a WSMI game break with David Jenkins. All right, thank you very much, David. Good start for Greenville early in the year. Carroll throwing in the air for a long time, and that ball sails out of bounds as he was looking for Caden Lemon. It was covered nicely on the play by Colin Gibble. It'll be second and 10 for Hillsboro. And with Hillsboro, Carl, it's not necessarily the completions, but more so the attempts.
Well, they were a very balanced team last year. They still had a good running game, but they did, like say, incorporate a good passing game last year.
I believe they had a 1,000-yard passer last year, which...
not normal for the Hilltopper
no.
team.
Triple I for the Toppers. They will give it to Dugan straight up the gut. Boy, that hole closed in a hurry as he picks up a couple of yards out to about the 34. It'll be a gain of three and set up third down and long for Hillsboro. This Carmenville defense a lot of times maybe gets overshadowed because of the explosive offense, but they have so much speed on the defensive side of the ball. They can close a hole in a hurry.
They can do that. Plus, remember, they have very good coverage men. They've caused big plays on defense and touchdowns that way.
Great ball skills. Carroll, everybody's coming after him. They set up the screen. Dugan with the catch, and he has the first down. They let all the defensive linemen for Carlinville rush through. They knew what they were doing, had that screen set up very nicely. There'll be a first down Hillsboro at the 47-yard line and a gain of 13. And that's a play there, Carl, where all Carroll has to do is make sure he gets enough air on the ball to get it over the line that's rushing at him, and he did.
And not only line, but there was a blitz coming. So if Dugan could have broke a tackle, he could have gone a long ways.
Well-timed play call there from Duffy and the Toppers. First and 10 Hillsboro. Carroll fakes the handoff. The ball is out. It's going to be picked up by the Toppers in the backfield. Big loss, though, back near the 40-yard line. Falling on top of the football was Jonah Harkins. He tried to make a move, but he had nowhere to go. That could have been a lot worse, though, for Hillsboro. And that has been an issue for the Toppers for a number of years, Carl, is ball security. A lot of football seemed to wind up on the ground in the backfield.
They had an earlier fumble, but they recovered themselves, but it cost them a couple of yards.
This will cost them 6 yards. Set up second and around 17. Clock running 3:20 for a scoreless first quarter so far. Both teams have punted once and turned it over on downs once. Carlinville's moved the ball with a couple of big plays. Hillsboro has had some more methodical drives working. They will hand to Dugan, has his legs taken out from under him. A gain of two. Out to the 43. That's Tucker Hughes, who's playing defensive end this year for Carlinville. 5'8", 160-pound defensive end.
With a lot of speed.
With a ton of speed. 2:40 for the first quarter. Third and 15. Hillsboro needs to get inside the Carlinville 45 down to the 43 for a first down. Carroll will fake the inside handoff. Hands to Harkins, and he's got nowhere to go. Carlinville was not fooled by the misdirection in the backfield. That'll be no gain, maybe even a loss of one on the play. And it will be fourth down for Hillsboro. And Kyle Dixon will head back to return the punt. And he is worth the price of admission when he is waiting for a punt return. Carroll lined up right now in the shotgun. Now he will drop back into the punting formation. Dugan will step up as his protector. Snap is good. Carroll's kick, not the best kick, off the side of his foot, goes out of bounds quickly, and that is going to be marked out across the 40, probably close to the 45. How far up will our official go? To the 45, to the 46. So it winds up only being about a 10 to 11-yard punt for Hillsboro.
That just due to the threat of kicking to Dixon or kicking away from him, and sometimes that's going to cost you some yards, obviously, on the punting game.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is give up a special teams touchdown in the early stages of the season. Good field position for the Cavaliers. First and 10 at their own 46. Dixon will motion left to right across the formation. From shotgun, Easterday will hand to Hughes. Tucker running right. Not much there. Hillsboro did a good job to string that play out. Tucker eventually just lowered the shoulder, got what he could, which was 1 yard. Friday Night Lights, week one here in the state of Illinois. 90 seconds for the opening quarter.
Easter Day only 2 out of 7. 33 yards so far in this football game.
But a lot of that came on that first pass play to Dixon. Shotgun, four receiver set. Dixon lined up in the left slot. Easter Day looking right, comes back left, has a man underneath. That's Colton DeLong. Makes one man miss, has the first down, makes another man miss. Inside the 40, still on his feet, inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. Nice series of moves from the junior, Colton DeLong. A 25-yard pickup from Easter Day to DeLong. And a lot of that was DeLong, a short little slant. He made several guys miss. Carlinville nearing that Severs Equipment red zone as Easter Day works from shotgun. Hands to Tucker Hughes, and he is wrapped up quickly by Jordan Gregg. Inside of the 30, down at the 29, might have actually lost a yard there. Maybe second and 11. Boy, it looked like there was a hole there, but Greg said, I don't think so.
Greg's proven to be tough on defense for the Toppers.
Clock running, half a minute opening quarter. Scoreless ball game. Inside handoff. Nope, fake the handoff to Hughes. Easterday keeps it himself, and he gets a couple of 3 yards. Down to about the 25, so it'll be a gain of 4, and that might be the final play of the opening quarter. So just like last year in week one, the Hillsboro defense has come ready to play against this Carlinville offense to start the year. And now the Cavaliers are going to take a timeout. With 11.7 seconds for the first quarter, it is 3rd and 8 for Carlinville at the Hillsboro 25-yard line. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Carlinville takes the timeout with 11.7 seconds to play in the quarter, but Carl, some strategy most likely.
Strategy, they got a pretty strong win, so A, if you're going to throw 3rd and long here, which you probably are, you want the win at your back. Plus, he's played the whole quarter with that win, so it makes it tough to switch.
Carlinville attacking the north end zone here on their home field with that wind at their back. Three receiver set for the Cavaliers. Dixon lined up in the left slot. They will motion Hughes out of the backfield. Empty backfield for Easter Day on 3rd and 8. He is looking in zone. Has a man. Dixon! Caught! Touchdown! Timeout. Well served. On 3rd and 8, a 25-yard touchdown from Easter Day to Dixon. And that is going to be a combination that is called a lot here in 2018.
As we discussed, he was only 2 for 7 starting this drive, but 2 completions in a row of 25 yards both helped score this touchdown.
Carlinville will line up and go for 2, and like we saw a lot last year, they will shift all but 3 people over to the extreme left. Now they bring them back in when they don't get the look they want for the 2-point try. So now it'll be Tucker Hughes for the extra point. Play clock down to 12. Easterday will hold. Snap to Jared is good. The hold is down. Tucker's kick is up, and it is good. So with 5.8 seconds to play in the first quarter, Jared Easterday finds Kyle Dixon for a 25-yard touchdown, and the Carlinville Cavaliers on the board first. They lead Hillsboro 7-0. You're listening to high school football on WSMI. 5 plays, 54 yards in 1 minute and 27 seconds. Easterday to Dixon for the touchdown. Here's Schmidt. He will go with the onside kick right into one of the Topper upmen. They will fall on it at the Hillsboro 48-yard line as that was corralled by Colton Kaiser.
Toppers have done a good job on their kickoffs. That was the onside, direct onside kick. The other was that little pooch onside, but they've handled it very well. I guarantee you they practiced that quite a bit this week.
They probably practiced that all summer. And about the 11
being
years
the Cavaliers
today, yes.
From just last year.
One more thing you have to prepare for when you play Garlandville. It's not just as simple as, well, they're going to kick a deep to us, and we've got to block it up.
Mm-hmm.
They might kick a deep. Most likely it's a pooch kick or a straight onside. Carroll comes under center, 4 seconds for the first quarter. Triple I formation behind Landon. He will hand to the second man through. That is Harkins. And Jonah gets out to midfield, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. So a defensive battle for 11 and a half minutes of the opening quarter. And then Jared Easterday found Kyle Dixon on 3rd and 8 for a 25-yard touchdown strike. And after one quarter here in the opening week of the high school football season, Carlinville 7, Hillsboro nothing. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. And Carl, that was an entertaining first quarter.
Was indeed. Both defenses did a very good job up to the last play where the Toppers gave up that 25-yard touchdown, but they held in this game.
Triple I formation as Carroll fakes the inside handoff, then pitches late on the option. The
ball
is out. Carlinville says they have it. Do they? Yes, they do.
Well, you mentioned Toppers do have sometimes a problem with hanging on the ball, and that one is costly here. That's the third fumble, but the first time they lost the ball.
So the Carlinville Cavalier offense right back on the field. They will start at the 48-yard line. Started at the 46-yard line their last time. That ended in a touchdown. Wouldn't be surprising to see Carlinville air it out here. Go for the big play after the turnover. Empty backfield for Jared Easterday. He will work from shotgun. He spends a lot of time in shotgun. Sets, hit, but Dixon makes the catch, comes back, makes a man miss at the 40, turns the corner at the 35, still on his feet, down inside the 30, out of bounds at the 26-yard line. 11:42 for the opening quarter, for the second quarter. As Easterday and Dixon hook up once again. And we're going to have a WSMI game break right now with David Jenkins. Thank you very much, David. Hand off to Ethan Wallace. He will run right. Not much there. And Carl, for the first time, we saw the wet field there. He tried to put the brakes on. He
right.
Just kind of slid.
Little slide there. And that affects the quicker runners usually more right. Than it does the big, strong ones.
Lost 1 yard back to the Hillsboro 27-yard line. Three backs in the backfield at the moment. Split backs around Easterday, then Ethan Wallace is the deep back. Ambule and Dixon are the wideouts, split left and white, left and right. Easterday slant, intercepted by Dugan inside the 20-yard line. Flag comes out as Liam heads the other way.
He
now
fumbles.
The ball comes out, and Carlinville gets back on top of it.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Double turnover here, and the penalties – I don't think it'll matter.
The penalty that came out initially, I think, was going to be a block in the back on Hillsboro. And obviously that will not keep the turnover away from Hillsboro. That was the call on Hillsboro. Illegal block in the back.
I don't know what that is. You guys know what that is?
And then the ball came out. Right now it is spotted at the 30, checked it at the 40-yard line of Hillsboro. Well, it's going to stay. Right now they're motioning Hillsboro, but the official was confused,
right.
Pointed the wrong way. It will be Carlinville football.
First game for the officials,
that's,
too. But
that's right.
Boy, it was almost a perfect opportunity for the Hilltoppers as they were going to come up with a turnover. But then they fumble it themselves and give it back to the Cavaliers.
Easterday never saw Liam Dugan that time. But then the ball squirted out. I think one of the Carlinville offensive players chased him down from behind and poked that loose. That wasn't so much a wet football as a good hustle play by Carlinville. Bad break for Hillsboro. So they got the turnover that they needed and then gave it right back. Carlinville will restart at the Hillsboro 40-yard line, 1st and 10.
That was an interesting sequence. Ooh. You don't see that every day.
Yeah, you don't see that every game, that's for sure.
Play clock is not running right now at 25. The referee's over talking to the Hillsborough sideline.
So Easterday will pick up the interception on his stats.
Hillsborough had the play read well. They were sitting on that slant pattern. Officials still over talking to Aaron Duffy. Now Duffy's getting a little animated over there. And that's got to be frustrating for Hillsborough, their coaches, and their players. When you get the turnover like that, you go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows.
You're thinking your defense just gave you the break you needed to get back in this game, and they give it right back. I do notice that they have the second down marker already on the field. Now they're going to first.
Looks like we're set to play. Yeah.
Yeah, they kept leaving it at set two, which made no sense since possessions have changed.
They have reset it now as Easterday will work from shotgun. Ethan Wallace, the lone back, three receivers to the right. Dixon, the lone receiver, at the top side of the formation. 10:36 for the first half. They will fake to Wallace, slant to Ambule. He makes the catch at the 35, hit immediately. Nice open field tackle there by Liam Dugan. Check that, Landon Carroll on the stop inside the 35. At the 34, it'll be a gain of 6. Easterday checking the sideline for the play. A lot of senior leadership on this Carlinville team. And they have big plans for this season. State runner-up 2 years ago, lost in overtime in the quarterfinals last year. Shotgun, Easterday will hand to Wallace, and Ethan Wallace picks up a couple down to about the 30. They're giving the 33 for a gain of 1, and it's going to set up third down and about 3, 9:45 for the first half. Clock running. So a big third down here, and most likely four down territory for the Cavaliers, working against the wind, heading south here in the second quarter. Dixon will motion left to right across the formation. Jarrett from shotgun, hard count, and I think he got the toppers to jump. Coming across the line was Baron Floyd. Was he drawn off? No, he was not. That'll be a free first down for Carlinville. It'll spot the ball at the 28-yard line. And those are the types of mistakes, Carl, that coaches do not tolerate.
And, yeah, especially the first week, that hard count will get a lot of players.
So after Hillsborough thought they had the interception, then fumbled it on the return, they jump off sides on 3rd and 3. 1st and 10, Carlinville. At the Hillsborough 28-yard line, Easterday from shotgun will fake to Wallace, throws the slant to Ambule, and Jake Ambule has to catch inside the 15, but a flag comes out immediately on the catch. For the time being, Carlinville is in the Severs Equipment red zone. Let's see if the penalty will take him out. It will. Illegal man downfield will wipe that play out. And it's hard to get illegally downfield, Carl, on a slant pattern that quick.
It is. I'm not sure how you can do it. He must have just busted right off the line of scrimmage.
So that'll put it back to the 33. And it'll be 1st and 15 for Carlinville at the top of 33. Clock running 9:05 for the first half of play. 7-0, Carlinville leading as Jared Easterday found Kyle Dixon for a 25-yard touchdown strike with 5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Looking long, has the log, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. A 33-yard touchdown on 1st and 15. Easterday, 2-0, and that ball hit Colton in stride. That'll wind up being a 3-play, 40-yard drive. Again, Carlinville will shift everybody to the left. If they get the right look, they go for 2. If they don't, they bring everybody back in for the extra point try. It'll be Tucker Hughes for the extra point. Easterday to hold. Snap back, hold down. Tucker's kick into the wind is right through the heart of the upright. And with 8:54 to play in the first half, Carlinville 14, Hillsborough nothing. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI.
David, give your play one commercial, then give your game break, and then throw it back to us.
DeLong on the catch.
DeLong. Huh? All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much. An exciting start to the high school football season. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30, then sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk to our area coaches. Chad Easterday, of course, Aaron Duff will join us on sports Saturday tomorrow morning here on FM 106. Tucker Hughes on for the kick. It'll be kind of a short pooch right down the heart of the field, picked up at the 30-yard line. It's going to be run back by Jace Teakin, and Teakin gets out across the 40 to about the 41. And Carl, the interception into the fumble proved to be costly.
No doubt about it. Toppers thought they had the stopping drive play as they get that pick, but then the fumble from the pick gives it right back to Carnville, and three plays later, which we know this Cavalier team offense is very explosive.
And when Easterday is given time, that is exactly what's going to
happen.
Too
many receivers, yeah. Too many good receivers on this Carnville team to give Easterday too much time.
You combine the speed with the time and the accuracy, and it's a deadly combination. Carroll from shotgun. He will fake to Dugan inside. Landon keeps it himself. He gets out across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Gain of 5 on first down for the Toppers. 8.5 minutes for the first half of play. Beautiful night for football. We've seen the last couple times in the first week of the year, Carl, it's been hot, but it had been cool during the preseason practices, and all of a sudden it's hot the first week of the year, but not the case this year.
More of the opposite. One of the coolest nights we've had.
High shotgun snap to Carroll. He will corral it. Now pitches wide to Leip. Flag comes out, and Joey Leip has nowhere to go. He is thrown for a loss back at the 45, and that flag is going to be in the area of an offensive hold on Hillsborough.
Plays seem to take a little too long to develop, and that's where the man, the receiver on the end, probably had to hold his guy a lot longer than he should have had to.
It is a hold on Hillsborough. Over the years, it has been very, very difficult to make a living running outside of Carlinville.
Yes, the speed's there.
They're going to mark the football at the 36. It'll be 2nd and 15 for Hillsborough. Very important offensive drive right now for the Toppers.
Well, Carroll's been their main offense, be it his feet more than his arm, but he's ran for 43 yards for the Toppers, so he has moved the ball down the field for them.
Three receivers come to the left side of the formation. Greg split out wide to the left. One back in the backfield. Carroll from shotgun. Slant to Greg, and it is incomplete. And we've got a Topper down in the field. Now Joey Leip to his feet. The ball looked like it was tipped. Greg wanted a flag. Nothing coming. It'll be third down and 15 for Hillsborough. 7:42 for the first half.
Not a bad play call, though. Get the ball to Greg on a short pass and let him do some damage in the open field.
Let the defense try to tackle him.
Yes.
235 pounds at 6'4". Whatever the minimal amount of body fat you need to live is, I think, what Jordan Greg has. He is a well-built young man. Carroll from shotgun has no time, and he's going to be sacked. Back around the 25. Will Walton was there. Also in on the stop was Logan Rosentrader for the Cavaliers. They're going to have the forward progress stopped at the 29, so it'll be a loss of 7. It'll be fourth down, and Dixon back to receive the punt if they want to kick to him. Ambule's also back there. He's dangerous as well.
Now, Ambule, I always kind of look as their possession receiver, but actually has good speed himself.
Yeah, just a lot of people don't look quite as fast as they are when they're next to Dixon.
But he makes those tough catches on third downs a lot of times for
him. This is a low kick right to Ambule. Gets over his head, off his hand, and he's going to have to dive in the football back inside the 30-yard line. He misjudged the height of that punt, and that was a low liner.
Very effective punt, as it turns out, for the Hilltoppers, and at least forced Carlinville deep into their own field.
Well, the two scoring drives for Carlinville, they started near midfield at their own 46 and their own 48. Now they will start back inside their own 30 at the 29. Hillsborough still in this football game, but their defense needs to come up with a stop here and now. Easterday from shotgun, four receiver set. Dixon wide out to the right. Jarrett looking that way. It's going to be a slant. Nope, they fake the slant going deep and incomplete as he was looking that time for Nick Walton. It'll be second and 10. .641 for the first half. Easterday's numbers here in the first half, Carl?
Let's see. He's up to 115 yards. 8 completions out of 13.
Really two big pass plays, one to Dixon, one to DeLong, both for scores. Jarrett again from shotgun. They will hand to Tucker Hughes, running right, nowhere to go. He is hit immediately. That is Liam Dugan, who came up from this linebacker position to make that play in a hurry. And Hughes lost a yard back to the 28.
Well, Hilldoppers' defense has done a great job, especially against the run on this Cavalier team, as no one's really, since that 16-yard breakaway by Wallace, has gained any good, sustained runs.
Third and 11, halfway through the second quarter. 14-0 Carlinville. Easterday from shotgun. We'll have a sports update for you after this play. Looking for DeLong over the middle. Oh, what a hit. And we're going to get a flag. Colton DeLong had to lay out for that football, and he got lit up, and the ball was jarred loose. That was a dangerous-looking play there, Carl.
It was. And what do you bet this is a shot to the head, and they're going to call a personal foul?
I think so.
I mean, it's an honest just attempt to break up a play, but you know how it goes on if you hit them in the helmet.
Not a dirty play by any stretch. 10 years ago, it might not even be a flag. But here in 2018, it'll be a personal foul, the official motion to his head.
To the head.
David Jenkins has a WSMI game break right now.
Yeah, the strike to the head was more of an attempt to knock the ball away, but he did both.
It was a good play from the standpoint that the pass was going to be completed, Carl, but DeLong was hit in the head when he was fully extended across the middle of the field. So it'll be first and 10 at the Carlinville 43. Fake the inside handoff. Easterday going to keep it himself, and he runs out close to first down yardage. He doesn't run often, but it seems when he does, Carl, he picks up chunks of yards. He crosses midfield to the Hillsborough 47.
He will get the 10.
Picked up 12 yards on the play. And thankfully, Colton DeLong is all right because that could have turned bad. But he popped right up, though.
And it really wasn't a vicious helmet-to-helmet. This is just a strike to the head, so it really wasn't as bad as it would seem.
No, I think it's one of those. It maybe looked worse than it actually was. Little swing pass out to Walton. Will makes the catch, stays on the sideline.
Oh,
the ball goes flying out, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be marked at the 30-yard line and a gain of 17. Carlinville fortunate there that Walton was just so close to the sideline because that ball went flying out of there.
And things going the Cavaliers' way that went forward for another yard.
Living right.
Living right so far.
Empty backfield, 5 wide receiver set. Who would have thought that 6 years ago for Carlinville? 5 receivers, no backs. Easterday throwing. Has Walton through his hands, incomplete. Looked like Walton might have slowed down just a little bit, Carl.
Think he misread that throw.
He had his man beat. That would have been a touchdown. Second and 10 for Carlinville from the Hillsborough 30-yard line. 5:19 for the first half. Tucker Hughes in the backfield now for the Cavies. Trip receivers to the left. Nick Walton, the lone receiver, out to the right. Easterday will hand to Hughes. Tucker has a huge hole right up the gut, and he is down inside of the 15 to the 14-yard line, and Carthenville has entered the Severs Equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment, online at SeversEquipment.com. He got down to the 10-yard line, gain of 20. Boy, that was a massive hole opened up on that left side. Jordan Bressler, Alex Dawson, and the center, Siler McLean, had a huge Mack truck-sized hole. Shotgun snap, they will feed Hughes again. Tucker, nowhere to go inside this time as he dances back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Actually, they did give him a gain on the play, didn't they? Called a gain of 4. I think he's down to the 6. It'll be second and goal from there.
That was Hughes on the long run, too, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
How many yards? 20?
20 on that one. 4 on the last carry. Sets up second and goal at the 6. Easterday from shotgun. Tucker still the deep back. They will feed Tucker again. Hughes right up the gut again. And he is
he's
inside the 5, down to about the 3. Got halfway there. It'll be third and goal. 4-10 for the first half. Now it'll be Ethan Wallace checking into the backfield for Carthenville. Jake Ambuehl comes off the field. Penalty on the play. Going to be a hold on Carthenville, evidently. That flag resting right in the middle of the offensive line. So instead of third and goal at the 3, it's going to be third and goal probably around the 13.
Be the third penalty to the Cavaliers for 25 yards. The Toppers have 4 for 45, so they're losing that battle right now, too.
And Hillsborough losing the turnover battle as well. And we're going to have a timeout on the field taken by Carthenville. They want to talk it over. Third and goal from the 14 with 4:11 to play in the first half. Carthenville leading 14-0 over Hillsborough. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages. Carthenville leading Hillsborough 14-0, and Greenville leading Pena 9-7. That's a good early season matchup. 5 state-ranked teams in the preseason polls in the South Central Conference. Carthenville ranked 6th in 3A to start. I think Pena was ranked 10th in 2A. Greenville got honorable mention votes, I believe, in 3A. It's second down and 14 as Carthenville gets that down back after the holding penalty. So second and goal from the 14 for the Cavies. Easterday straight back in the pocket. A little swing pass out to Hughes. A little bit behind him, off Tucker's hands, and incomplete.
Had a couple of those. Be it receiver had a little trouble snaring it, and also Easterday just not really giving him a nice little easy pass to catch and run with.
Not uncommon mistakes in the opening week of the year.
First week.
Doesn't make Chad Easterday feel any better about it. But
no.
It'll be now third and goal from the 14. 4:06 for the first half of play. 4 receiver set, empty backfield for Carthenville. Check that 5 receiver set as they motion Dixon. The ball is on the ground,
I think,
and
the
Toppers got on top. They tried to hand it to Dixon. Kyle didn't handle it cleanly, and the Toppers get that turnover. They've been hunting.
And this time they hang on to it. It'd be the second Toppers recovered turnover, but it's only the first one that they actually get to run a play on.
Liam Dugan had the interception when it was 7-0, and on the run back, he fumbled, which eventually led to Carthenville's second score. Now the Toppers get that turnover. The ball will be marked at the 16-yard line. Triple I formation. Carroll going to throw. Throwing right. Has a man. A dive and a catch and flags on the play. What a catch from Caden Lemon. Full extension out across the topper 45-yard line.
I think he was interfered with, and we'll see if that's the call. Not only was he interfered with, but he still made the catch, I believe.
I think so. Gain of 30 yards if it stands. What a beautiful throw and catch from Carroll the Lemon. The full-out dive. 3:55 for the first half. 2 flags came out.
Think
the
same call.
Same thing, yeah. Long conversation. And we'll get the call now. Pass interference on Carthenville. So that will be declined. The result of the play, a 30-yard completion from Carroll to Lemon.
You get a pass interference call, but it doesn't do you a darn bit of good, though. What a catch.
Oh, beautiful catch. First and 10 Toppers at their own 46-yard line. Down by two touchdowns. Carroll comes under center. Now we have a whistle stopping play. Might have been the old inadvertent whistle. As Carroll will recheck the plays on his right arm. Now we're ready. Play clock will run. Carroll under center. Triple I behind him. Power formation. They will hand to, I think, Dugan, the first man through. Moves the pile to the 50-yard line and then gets driven back. Forward progress might have him across midfield. David Jenkins has a WSMI game break right now. Thank you very much, David Jenkins. Second and 5 for the Toppers. Ball marked just across midfield in the Carthenville side. Carroll comes back under center, that triple I formation behind him. They will pitch to the right. Leip, oh, made the first guy miss. Oh, it's a reverse. They hand to Lemon. He's got a blocker. Carroll cuts it up inside and is going to be thrown down by Kyle Dixon. Short of first down yardage, and everything considered, Carl, the Cavs had that covered well.
They did a good recovery play, let's say that, because no one left their position was the key. But bringing down Lemon is no easy task. Lemon in the needed, open field.
Yeah, he needed one block to get big yardage out of that. Sets up third and one. Nice open field tackle made by Dixon. Shotgun now for Carroll. He will motion Leip into the backfield. They will fake to Dugan. Carroll keeps it himself. He has a first down and more down to the Carthenville 35-yard line. Gain of 10 on the play. That fake inside handoff to the powerful Dugan has had Carthenville biting pretty consistently here in the opening half.
Yeah, Landon Carroll, 46 yards, leads all rushers in this football game.
I think Liam Dugan just threw up in the backfield. That's always pleasant. No, he did it again. Now the official is going to stop the play. That was almost projectile right there. As Liam Dugan throws up two times, make it three now as he walks to the sideline. As Aaron Duffy will meet him. Nope, there's number 4. Hopefully Dugan is okay. Melissa Van Giesen, the athletic trainer, is going to go over and meet him on the sideline and see what's up with Dugan. Boy, he goes right to the ground now. Hopefully he's all right. Well, if you had the over-under at 4 vomits tonight, ooh, you win.
I did not enter that pool.
You did not? Oh, slant pattern and incomplete. It is, that is not a sponsored one, no. Maybe it should be. You never know what you might see. And some things you wish you hadn't seen.
That's true.
It'll be 2nd and 10 after the incompletion. Ball spotted at the 35. A minute 55 for the first half. Big sequence here for the Toppers. They need to find a way to punch this into the end zone. Triple I formation as Drew Willman, I believe, into the backfield now. And a timeout that's going to be taken by the Toppers. A minute 53 for the first half. Carthenville leads 14-0. The Toppers have the football, 2nd and 10 at the Carthenville 35-yard line when we come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro has it 2nd and 10 at the Carthenville 35, trailing by 2 touchdowns. A minute 54 for the first half. They will motion Leip into the backfield. Dugan back in the game. That's good to see. And Carroll is sacked. He never saw it coming from the backside. That is Logan Rosentrader. And that's a situation there where Carroll cannot take a sack.
Didn't have much choice because, really, I don't know if he seen him right off the bat, but he came straight through that line without really any block at all.
Loss of 8 on the play. Back to the 43-yard line of Carthenville. Be 3rd and 17, clock running, 85 seconds for the first half. Good to see Dugan back on the field. Got some fluids in him. They're right around the scene of the crime. They will hand to Dugan inside, and Liam fights hard to get to the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th down.
Well, you let the clock run and maybe go for it here, get that first down. Don't want to leave a whole lot of time on it.
It'll be 4th and 15, 50 seconds for the half. Carlinville only has one timeout left. They will not take it here. Play clock to 20, game clock to 43. Hillsborough looking to the sideline.
Might just run it down and go ahead and call their timeout.
They're not coming to the line. 8 seconds on the play clock, and now they will come to the line quickly with five. Are they actually going to snap it? I don't think so. Looking to the sideline, and they will call the timeout with 1 second left on the play clock. So they took it all the way down to 25.8 seconds for the first half. It'll be 4th and 15 for the Toppers at the Carlinville 40-yard line. We'll keep it right here with just 25 seconds to play in the first half as Hillsborough had it down to the 35, first down. But since then, they've gone backwards. But the sack was big. That put it behind
sack
the chains.
Sack was big. Of course, got to credit the defense on that as they just shot through there, seen something against Hillsborough's line, and he did not get touched, I don't believe, straight to the quarterback.
Carlinville leads 14-0 here against Hillsborough. David Jenkins has a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. The Carlinville marching band getting set to entertain the crowd here at halftime. And they got a big marching band this year. A lot
they
of kids.
Do. Carlinville's had a good band going on for quite a few years, but I think this one might be a little bigger than usual.
They had a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner before our kickoff tonight. The drum majors were especially solid, if I can say so myself. It'll be Carroll, the punt away from just in front of midfield. Oh, it's a fake punt. Low snap to Dugan. Pitch wide to Carroll, and he's got nothing doing. Carlinville had it covered. Well, nifty play, though.
Nifty play would have worked for a few yards, but not as many as they needed in this particular case.
Just 20 seconds left in the half. And with the time and the spot in the field, should be no harm, no foul with that decision there. Ball will be spotted for Carlinville at their own 37-yard line.
It's just always dangerous if you give the Cavaliers any chance whatsoever. One play is dangerous.
Find Dixon. Don't lose him. Easterday from shotgun. Will fake the handoff. It's an end around reverse to Dixon. Kyle looking for blocking. Has it down the sideline and out of bounds. Has a first down across midfield with 12 and a half seconds. He is down to the Hillsborough 45-yard line. A flag on the play, though. Wave it off. It's a hold on the Cavies. Just so many different things you have to worry about when Carlinville's offense is on the field. You think, oh, 20 seconds left. We've got to worry about the deep pass, maybe a deep slant. No, we're going to go end around reverse and pick up a chunk of yardage.
Well, that was with the help of a little push probably in the back.
And sometimes you wonder, though, like with his brother Jacob a few years ago, you don't really have to hold or block in the back.
No. I think we remember his days when he'd actually be passed where they had to hold, and it was already a rude point, but it's a penalty anyway.
12.6 seconds for the first half. A 14-0 Carlinville lead. Long touchdown passes from Easterday to Dixon and Easterday to DeLong. The second coming after Hillsborough had intercepted Easterday and then fumbled the return. A little inside handoff to Wallace, and that'll be the final play of the first half. And Carl, all things considered, Hillsborough's defense really played a good first half of football here. Unfortunately for them, the interception they got led to a touchdown.
It did not help them, as you say. They intercepted and then fumbled it themselves, but they came up with one other good play defensively, one turnover. This Cavalier offense looks like it's going to be a handful this year. I'm just looking at it from what the beginning being the first game of the year.
At the half, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers 14, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers nothing. Coming up in 30 seconds, the halftime show. Cardinal baseball right now on WSMI FM 106.9, and the Redbirds leading in Colorado 4-0 as they are playing their best baseball, not of the season, Carl, but maybe in the last 2 years.
Well, for sure the last 2 years, because this is a pretty sustained drive where they're, what, 120 out of 24 games, something to that effect.
They've lost four games in August, and David Jenkins told me the other day we were talking at the station, the four losses, all by one run. They've had the tying run in scoring position in the ninth inning in all four of the losses this month. So,
right.
I mean, they are playing some good baseball.
And win all
right
these
now.
Series in a row, too.
Right. So Cardinal baseball right now from Colorado on FM 106.9. You're listening to high school football here on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com as the Cavaliers won the toss into first. They will get the football to start the second half, and we'll see if the Toppers maybe want to go with a little trickeration to start this third quarter. It'll be their first kickoff of the year, and it'll be the big fella, Jordan Greig, to tee it up. I feel sorry for that football.
Ooh, that plus he gets to follow exactly where he kicks it. The first guy that might get to it.
The slow run up to it, and now whistles are going to stop us as the ball fell off the tee. The ball was scared, like, I don't want to get hit by that guy.
Yeah, it's not normal to have a kicker be basically a killer linebacker.
6'4", 235. Now he's going to destroy this football off the tee from the 40. Dixon is the deep man for Carlinville. He waits back at his own 10. Jordan, a little pooch kick, going to be fielded by DeLong at the 35. Has blocking out across the 45, and he will dive close to midfield. So that was not, I don't think, the desired effect for Hillsborough, but maybe it was, Carl, because they didn't kick it to Dixon.
They didn't kick it to Dixon. I think your goal on those kicks, and they're hard to control, is to get them to hit the ground. Because you know what a football does when it hits the ground. You don't.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That's right. Yeah.
You have enough spin on it, it might go any direction.
Yeah, DeLong caught that in the air, was able to advance at 15 yards. Four receiver set for the Cavies as they start the second half at midfield with a two-touchdown lead. Easterday will fake to Hughes. Now Jarrett going to tuck it and run it. Has room left side. Has a first down. Down to the Hillsborough 40-yard line. Right at the sticks. Move the chains, I do believe, for Carlinville. Yes. With all the different weapons and speed they have, you just cannot account for Jarrett Easterday as a runner.
Who has pretty good speed, actually.
Four receiver set again. Hughes is the deep back. They will fake to Tucker. Little slant to Dixon. Catch is made. He's got a full head of steam inside the 30. Another Carlinville first down. Down close to the Topper, 25-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 30. A
penalty
flag
on the
down.
Play. It'll come back this time.
Offensive pass interference is what the call is at the moment. That'll wipe out another nice gain. Carlinville's had several big gains taken away by penalties tonight. They will step that off from the 40. And that's going to put it back near midfield. So a 10-yard penalty puts it back at midfield. Breeze has picked up a little bit here. Carlinville attacking that north end zone, so they have the wind at their back here in the third quarter. 11.5 minutes for the third. Four receivers. Two on each side of the formation. Tucker Hughes the back as Easterday will work from shotgun. You can probably count on one hand the number of times he's been under center his entire career. Always in the shotgun. Pats the ball. Oh, opens up in the middle, takes the slide, then takes a shot from Dugan. That'll be a penalty. Unnecessary.
And really, the sad thing is you don't even get a good hit on it. All you did was fall over him, basically. So just a mistake there.
That was a frustration, I think, from Dugan. So the run was for 5 at the 45. They will mark him down where he started his slide, and then he wound up 2 yards down the field, and then Dugan came in and made contact. But as Carl said, he did not get his money's worth. But Carlinville had the field spread out that time, and then Easterday, the ability to take what the defense has given him. He wanted to throw the ball down the field, but, man, the middle was wide open, and he took advantage. So the penalty takes the ball to the 31-yard line. Easterday from shotgun with four receivers. He will hand to Tucker Hughes. Tucker running left, still on his feet, gets down to the 20-yard line, but another flag on the play. As they have entered the Severs Equipment red zone for the time being, score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville online at SeversEquipment.com.
But they will not stay there.
Not for long.
Now this one goes against the Cavaliers again. So another big offensive play is denied the Cavaliers.
So two penalties on the drive. That'll move the football back to the 40. 11:06 for the third quarter. We'll have a WSMI game break after this Carletonville snap. It's first and 20. Ambule split to the far right. Dixon in the left slot, four receiver set. Hughes is the back. They will motion him out of the backfield to the right. Easterday from shotgun, looks right. Now comes back left. Dixon is wide open, 20, 10, 5. He will stroll into the end zone for the touchdown. How do you lose Kyle Dixon?
I do not know how.
Winds up being a 40-yard touchdown. .10:43 for the third quarter. Cromwell's third touchdown of the night. Yes, Tucker Hughes on for the point after.
This time they don't even go in the split out. Just go straight to the extra point.
Hughes to kick, Easterday to hold. Snap back, hold down. Tucker's kick is up, and it is good. 10:43 for the third quarter. A 40-yard touchdown from Easterday to Kyle Dixon, their second hookup of the night. Carletonville leads Hillsboro 21-0. We'll come back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages. Thank you very much, David. A three-play, 50-yard drive with a couple of penalties mixed in for good measure for Carletonville, but it ends when Kyle Dixon was left all alone down the left sideline for a 40-yard touchdown. Now Matt Schmidt on to kick it away for the Cavaliers. He came up from the left side, faked it, now back to the right side, and a low line drive kick angled straight out of bounds. I think that one, as you mentioned earlier, Carl, trying to get the ball on the ground quickly, that one just kind of fluttered in the air.
You want to get it down where they're not and let it bounce around, but you can't do that on the out of bounds.
The three touchdowns for Carletonville, all on the long pass variety. 25 yards to Dixon, 33 yards to DeLong, 40 yards to Dixon. The big play capability of this Carletonville offense. And it's going to be the strength of this club all season long. So the kick out of bounds will start Hillsboro at their own 40-yard line. Landon Carroll will have a triple I formation behind him, and he's going to work out a shotgun. Carroll will fake to Dugan, going to run the option, fakes the pitch. Now he pitches to Leip, and nowhere to go. Carletonville had that puppy strung out for a loss. Very good pursuit that time from the Carletonville defense.
I remember the Toppers did that play very successfully, and I imagine that was discussed at halftime.
They faked the inside handoff to Dugan. Carletonville stuffed that, and then they strung Carroll out on that pitch and eventually got Leip to the ground for no gain on the play. Carletonville in the home blue jerseys with the white sleeves, blue pants, blue helmets. Hillsboro, the road white jerseys, black pants, orange trim, black helmets. Carroll going to throw deep. Has a man, Lemon, and incomplete, a little bit behind Caden Lemon that time as he had a step on the defender, Colin Gibble. If Carroll could have led Lemon, that would have been a touchdown.
If he could have led him, or if he actually threw it a little shorter, it probably would have at least been interference because the defender had no idea and was just going to play the player.
It'll bring up third and 10, 9:59 for the third quarter. A 21-point lead for the Carletonville Cavaliers. Heard in David's game break that North Mac hanging tough at Marrora Forsyth, down 21-6 at half. Marrora ranked number one in 2A to start the year. It's going to be a halfback pass. Carroll pitches to Dugan, throws to Lemon, intercepted by Ambule. Jake on the return out across the 40 to about the 43. Again, Carletonville was not fooled on that play, Carl. That receiver was double covered down there.
Right, they had the double coverage. It was third and long, and they held on to their receiver for coverage. And the pass was, again, short, but took a little too long to develop, I believe.
Ambule returned it all the way out to the Carletonville 48-yard line. And we talked in the first half about the ball skills of that Carletonville secondary. It's more than just Kyle Dixon. Now the Cavvy offense right back on the field. Four receiver set. They will motion Wallace out of the backfield. Easterday going to be flushed out of the pocket. Now he's going to tuck it and run it. He's across midfield. Has the Carletonville first down.
to the Topper 40-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play for Jared Easterday as he got away from Jordan Gregg.
He might have got away, but and Cavaliers might have got away with a little hole, too. I think Gregg was discussing that with the officials. As he was having a very difficult time getting around a certain block.
He's going to get double-teamed a lot this year,
yep.
And he's going to get held a lot this year because they can't call it all the time.
He's in the middle of the field here.
He's a fun one to watch for the Toppers, the senior Jordan Gregg. They fake the handoff to Wallace. Quick slant to Ambuhl, and he's wrapped up quickly on the play. Gained 5 yards to the 35. Boy, Ambuhl was really fighting hard there. Took two Toppers to eventually get him down. Clock running, 9 minutes, third quarter. Second and four for the Cavaliers at the Hillsboro 35-yard line. They tuck two receivers in the left slot and the right slot. Wallace is the tailback for Carthenville. Easterday from shotgun. Hillsboro crowding the line of scrimmage. Easterday will roll to the right. Pumps, throws. Dixon with the catch. Has the first down on the far sideline. And he is down inside the 20. And he has entered the Seavers equipment red zone. Mow like a pro with X-Mark. Score big at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Are we in the red zone?
The Seavers equipment red zone.
Dixon has made it there several times in his career for a Cavaliers.
Gain of 16 for Kyle Dixon.
How many yards was
16.
That? 16 on that one.
Easterday will roll to his left. He will throw out in the flat to Ambuhl, and the catch is made down around the 10-yard line. Gain of 10. Boy, and Easterday is really good at throwing on the run curl. That one was across his body.
And he's looking a lot sharper than he did the first 5-6 throws in this football game. Had a few of those go over the receivers.
I think he was 8 of 18, you said, in the first half. Certainly well below his career.
Well, he was 2 out of 8 to start the year, or start this, yeah, season.
So he settled in after
So he has settled in pretty well since.
He is just so accurate when he misses more than two in a row. It really catches your attention. First and goal at the 9. Jarrett from shotgun. Four receiver set. He will fake the handoff, going to keep it himself, dives inside, takes a big hit from Liam Dugan at around the 6, a gain of 3. Tucker Hughes and Nick Walton will check into the lineup as Kyle Dixon and Jake Ambuhl will head off. That's going to be a dynamic receiving duo this year for the Cavaliers, Dixon and Ambuhl. They've made their presence felt tonight already in the opening week. Easterday will hand to Colton DeLong. He's into the end zone off the left side for the touchdown. A 6-yard touchdown for Colton DeLong. Well blocked off that left side by Jordan Bressler and Alex Dawson. As DeLong was hit initially, but then untouched the rest of the way.
Cavaliers, they get this lead. It's really tough to come back on a team like this, mainly because their defense has been really tough so far in this game, but their offense is also very explosive.
A 7-play, 52-yard drive. And the kick from Hughes is right down central. 8:04 to play in the third quarter. Carthenville in control now. They lead Hillsboro 28-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carthenville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studio producing the game as well as taking care of the Pizza Man pregame show, which will kick off our high school football season and every week at 6:30. Friday nights here on FM 106.
And we got the clouds going across the full moon. This almost feels like true football weather, temperature-wise, like we're in October.
It feels more like a Week 7 or 8 game than Week 1.
Fortunate there.
Tucker Hughes angles it towards the sideline. Oh, and did Hillsboro let it go out of bounds? They did, just barely. At the last second, Leip reached out for that like he wanted to touch it, and he almost did, but it was already out of bounds.
Yeah, they already called it out of bounds, and he would have been in a tough situation right down there at the 20. 10, actually.
Yeah, fortunate that that ball bounced out of bounds before he touched it. A 30-yard difference in field position. A 28-0 lead for Carthenville. Hillsboro defense really
held tough in that first half, held them to two touchdowns, but now two touchdowns in the span of basically 3 minutes to start the third quarter. The Hillsborough offense has just not been able to sustain anything here against this Carletonville defense. They've had moments, Carl.
Well, they moved the ball pretty well, Tim, but like I say, those three sacks were a key in the first half, and of course the turnovers have really bit Hillsborough in this game too.
8:04 for the third quarter. Toppers have a four receiver set. They will motion Jonah Harkins. They will hand off to Harkins, and he will run left. Nice hole, lowers his shoulder. The ball came out, picked up by Dixon. A stiff arm for Kyle Dixon, and he's going to return it to the Hillsborough 30-yard line as the official takes a tumble. So Harkins was fighting for that extra yard, and she picked up about 6 yards. Then the ball is jarred loose, picked up by Dixon, and then he had a nice return down to the Hillsborough 29-yard line.
Well, turnovers, I said, were a big part, but now they've become a even bigger part.
They've turned it over on both of their possessions
this half,
here in the second half after they fumbled twice in the first half. And one of those fumbles came after an interception, which really hurt. It was a 7-0 game at that point midway through the second quarter, or early in the second quarter. Hand off to Hughes. Tucker Hughes straight up the middle, big hole, and then has his legs taken out by Caden Lemon, but not before he enters the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with JCB at Seavers Equipment, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Down to, looks like, the 15-yard line, a gain of 14. Shotgun snap for Easterday. He will fake to Hughes, throws the slant. I think they're going to get Kyle Dixon on a pick play there, Carl. It looked like he was going to be the intended receiver. Then all of a sudden, Jake Ambule cut right in front of him for the reception, and then the flag came out. The offensive pass interference on Kyle Dixon. That play there is all timing, and you can see that play working well as the season goes along.
Right.
Oh, they're going to get an eligible man downfield, not the pick on Kyle Dixon. It's a penalty on the count.
That's only a 5-yard, right? Kind of a break in that respect.
Put it just inside the 20 at the 19. 7:25 for the third quarter. 28-0 Carletonville. Easterday and the Cavies looking for more after the Topper fumble. Dixon will motion right to left across the formation. Easterday will hand to Tucker Hughes, and Tucker is hit in the backfield immediately, then driven backwards. No gain on the play. Good pursuit that time from the Hillsborough defense.
And again, little credit to the Hillsborough defense, Tim. They're still out there hitting hard.
Absolutely. They've played a lot better than you would suspect, a team down 28-0.
It's the big plays have got them and the turnovers so far. But as far as just line of scrimmage hitting, they've done a great job.
Whistles now before the snap here. I'm not sure what the whistles are about. Hillsborough's going to make a substitution. 6:47 for the third quarter, and we're ready to play now. Clock will roll. Three receiver set. Easterday and Ambule split out to the right. Check that, Dixon and Ambule split out to the right. Easterday's in shotgun. They will swing it out to Hughes' left side, and Tucker makes the catch, makes a man miss. He is down to the 15-yard line. Let's go back to David Jenkins in our studios with a game break. Third and 8 for the Cavaliers as Easterday will operate from shotgun. They will hand it off inside and nothing doing. The Topper defense stuffs that up in a hurry, and it'll bring up fourth down after no gain on that play. Easterday looking to the sideline for the play. It'll be fourth down and 8 halfway through the third quarter. Wind at their back attacking the north end zone, and now Carletonville wants a timeout to talk it over. 28-0, Carletonville leading Hillsborough. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Back after these messages.
All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, and then Sports Saturday at 9:03 here on FM 106 as we will talk to our area coaches and get their thoughts on week 1 of the high school football season. And it's been an exciting night
around the area as we kick off the 2018 season. Five teams started the year ranked in the AP preseason polls in the South Central Conference. Carlinville, number six in the 3A poll, and they are looking powerful here halfway through the third quarter of the opening week. Easterday, slant and incomplete on fourth down as he took a huge hit from Jordan Gregg. Easterday slow to his feet.
And that was a pass that was there if he had time.
He did not.
So that is the difference sometimes, and that's Gregg just getting in there on defense for the Toppers. Stop that from being a touchdown.
And in a team, or on a team, I should say, of hitters, nobody delivers it quite like Jordan Gregg does. He gets there angry, as they would say.
Like you say, well, and I've seen, too, it seems like he gets the extra treatment on the line as it is, so you know when he gets free and hits someone, he wants to complete it.
Landon Carroll back under center for the Toppers. Triple I formation behind him. 6:06 for the third quarter. Inside handoff. I think that's Dugan with the carry. As Jordan Gregg got tangled up on the outside, I think, with Tucker Hughes. Now it was Ethan Wallace. Both went tumbling to the ground. Dugan picked up 2 yards to the 15. We'll call it three. It'll be second and seven. Hillsborough had some chances early to kind of get some momentum. They just could not keep those drives sustained. They will hand it off to Harkins. Jonah Harkins runs left, and not much there after the initial surge. And out close to the 20. 5:15 for the third quarter. He's going to be about 3 yards shy, I think, of a first down. He did get to the 20. Now you're going to need the 23, 24 for a first down. Play clock at 15. Toppers come to the line. It'll be a triple I formation behind Carroll. Play clock down to 6. Shotgun snap. Carroll straight back in the pocket. Has time. Now he's flushed. He will throw in the flat to Leip. Too high and a little bit behind him and incomplete. And even if he made that catch, Remy Lewis was going to be right there for the stop. If that pass is on target, it might have ended in the first down. Fourth and 3. And the Toppers are going to have to punt back at their own 20-yard line. Dixon's going to set up on the Hillsborough side of the 50 at the 48. Move up now to the 45. He's just licking his chops for a return opportunity here. Snap back to Carroll. He's going to kick it to Dixon. He'll catch it moving forward at the 40, and it'll be slung to the turf at the 35. Nice tackle there in the open field by Joey Leip. And you always hold your breath as the opponent, Carl, when he catches that ball moving forward.
Absolutely. I was going to say, though, again, though, the Cavaliers will start in great field position. A lot of their drives, a lot of their touchdown drives have been starting to end on that side of the 50.
Yeah, right around that 48-yard line has been the common starting point for their scoring drives tonight. Easterday will roll to the left, throws to the sideline, catch is made. It was bobbled initially, but then secured by Will Walton. Right around the 30. Gain of about 5 for Walton. Clock stops. 4:21 for the third quarter as Walton was forced out of bounds. Be second and 5. 4 receiver set. Ambule out wide to the right. Dixon in the left slot. Ethan Wallace is the tailback and now whistles. Going to stop this play before it gets started.
Equipment difficulty, I believe.
Jordan Gregg's going to trot off the field. Let's head to David Jenkins for a WSMI game break. Thanks, David. It's 2nd and 5 for the Cavies. Easterday rolling right, throwing right, has Ambule for first down yardage. Just inside the 25-yard line at the 24. Gain of 6. Cavies! 28-0, Carlinville leading. looking for more here with 4:14 to play in the third quarter. Will Walton split all the way out to the left. There is all sorts of green grass between him and the left tackle. Now they motion Dixon into that opening. They're going to throw the other way and just too tall, looking for Colton DeLong. He got behind his defender, but Isude overshot him. Jared was frustrated with himself on that one. He can put it into the tight window, so when he misses an open receiver, right, he really kicks himself. To bring up second and 10, 4:10 for the third quarter. Carlinville has Hillsborough spread out with the speed and the athleticism on the outside. Four receiver set. Wallace is the tailback. Easterday will hand it to Wallace and nothing doing. He's going to be wrapped up immediately. A host of white shirts just corral Ethan Wallace, and he had nowhere to go. It'll be third down and about 10. Clock will run inside of 4 minutes for the third quarter. Carlinville will be at Gillespie next week. We'll have that broadcast for you. Hillsborough will be on the road at Vandalia. That'll be our live game next week, Hillsborough at Vandalia. And then Carlinville at Gillespie will follow at around 9:30. All the action here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Play clock down to 13, and Carlinville's going to take a timeout. 3 minutes, 33 seconds for the third quarter. Carlinville leading Hillsborough 28-0. You're listening to the South Central Conference on WSMI. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter, a 28-0 Carlinville lead. Following the Cavi timeout, Easterday will work from shotgun. Walton against, but all the way out to the left. We'll see if they motion Dixon back into that hole. This time it'll be Wallace coming from the backfield. He'll line up in the left slot. Now Dixon will motion. They will hand to Kyle Dixon, running left, looking for a block. Got it. Throws on the brakes, and then nowhere to go after that as Jordan Gregg trails him on the play and gets him down and then helps him up with some good sportsmanship. Couple of yard gain there. It's going to bring up fourth down and 7.
They're not in it? I'm saying they made it to the red zone.
I don't think so. They're just outside on the 21.
Just short. And a fourth down.
3 minutes for the third quarter. Carlinville will go, leading by 28. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. Yesterday from shotgun. Has Gregg coming. Throwing end zone, and it is a dive and incomplete. Headlong dive for Colton DeLong. I think he had it momentarily, but could not haul it in. And it'll be a turnover on downs for Carlinville at the 2:41 mark of the third quarter. So that'll give the ball back to the Toppers at the 21. In the second half, Hillsborough has been picked off. They have fumbled, and they have punted. They've only ran 7 plays in the half. 2 minutes, 41 seconds for the third quarter. Carroll under center. They will pitch it to Leip, running left, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of about 2 back to the 19. .220 now for the third quarter of play. As Hillsborough looking to the sideline for the play call. They've got all sorts of block lettering. They're holding up a card with a big E on it right now. See an A over there as well. I spotted a C earlier in the game. As long as Hillsborough knows what it means, nobody
That's
else is
matters.
Supposed to know what it means. Carroll comes under center. They will hand it off. Running to the right, Light. Can he get the corner? Nope. Tracked down by Kyle Dixon. That'll be another loss on the play. Trying to get outside, did not work. 95 seconds for the third quarter. Ball is spotted at about the 18. Loss of one, third and 12.
Again, getting outside in the Cavalier defense has never been an easy thing to do, and most teams have not been able to do it.
When Hillsborough's had their success tonight, it's been on that option pitch. Triple I formation behind Carroll. He's going to roll, plant, and throw deep, looking for Lemon. Nice adjustment by Caden Lemon. He makes the catch, and he'll be down at the Hillsborough 45-yard line. That ball was underthrown, but Lemon able to make the adjustment in the air and comes up with a nice catch.
Well, you got to like that combination. It's worked twice and almost worked the third time for Hillsborough for big plays.
Gain of 27 there. Not anywhere close to his best catch of the night, though.
No, he's interfered on that one.
55 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsborough out to their own 45-yard line. Carroll from shotgun. They will motion a man into the backfield. Now Carroll's going to pitch it late. That is Leip. He's got nowhere to go. Dixon wraps him up back inside the 45 at the 44.
And again, well, it's a good play. Executed well by Hillsborough. The problem is the defense of the Cavaliers also has people there and quick, the incredible quickness to get to them in the corners.
Yeah, you just can't account for the speed of Kyle Dixon. It's more than speed. He has
speed and power.
Speed
He's
and power and the
strong
awareness to recognize where the play is going. 10 seconds for the third quarter. Let's see if Hillsborough wants to get another snap off. I don't think they do as they're looking to the sideline with 5 seconds for the quarter. Hillsborough punches it into the end zone 2 times in the third quarter. It is Carthenville 28. Carthenville punched it in 2 times in the third quarter, and they lead it 28-0 over the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. We'll come back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Thank you very much, David Jenkins, as we get set to begin the fourth quarter. Hillsborough has the football facing 2nd and 11 at the 44-yard line, their own 44-yard line. They need the Hillsborough, check that, they need the Carthenville 46 for a first down. Carroll in the pocket, going to throw, looking for Greg, incomplete. He had to throw that off his back foot as he had pressure coming.
Had pressure coming. Just mentioning all on the break that they haven't gone to Greg, and you got to say, that's a nice target to throw in the middle of the field. Well, he just did, but Dixon shows another thing, his ability to slot the ball down too.
Just all around, he just stands out in so many different areas.
Just a good defensive play there. And like I say, Carroll's rushed for one.
Third and 11 for Hillsborough, trailing by 28. Carroll back in the pocket, now flushed out to his left. He's going to throw on the run. That is caught by Jordan Gregg. He has a topper first down at the Carthenville 35-yard line. That was a nice throw from Carroll right on the money to Jordan Gregg. Gain of 21 yards.
Good target, no doubt about it, and a good athlete, so... Yeah, I get him downfield and just put my chances of throwing the ball up to him.
You like your chances there.
Yeah, I
sure
do. And Lemon, you just like to go deep with.
Dixon singled up on Greg right now. They will hand to Leip. Joey Leip running to the right. Gets around the initial defender and dives inside close to the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him at, I believe, the 29. Gain of 6.
And the passing plays open up the running games, it looks like, for the Toppers here. Nice gain there.
Hillsborough's going to have some good things to build on off of this game. They're certainly going to have some things to clean up as well.
Control of the football will be a big one.
They're going to go with a handoff to Leip, I believe that was Joey. Nope, it was Jonah Harkins on the carry. And he gets to the 26-yard line for a gain of 3. Hillsborough's ran more plays on this drive than they did the first 3 times they had the football this half.
Of course, first time they had it, what, first 2 times were turnovers, weren't they?
They were. Interception.
That's not a good way
to start the half, yeah. And then a 3 and out. You got to keep possession of the football against this Carthenville team. And Hillsborough's not been able to do that consistently tonight. Now a quarterback keeper on third and short, and Carroll has the first down at the 24-yard line. Going to move the chains for Hillsborough. 10-18 to play in the ball game. Coming up next, we'll have the broadcast of Litchfield and Staunton for you on FM 106. Staunton was 4-5 last year, and they've got bigger things in their mind this
year. Young team, too, if I recall.
They are. A lot of talent coming back. Carroll tried to run inside and nothing doing. He was wrapped up and drove sideways and then backwards. As the stop was made that time by Alex Dawson. This is a senior-laden club for Carletonville, and you would expect them to have another solid year, and they're off to a good start tonight.
The Cavaliers are pretty much who we thought they would be.
Yeah, that's right.
Very solid and good speed.
They are really on quite a run here over the last number of years under Chad Easterday. This is his 11th season. They made the playoffs every year under Chad.
Oh,
Carroll tries to throw the ball. It just falls right out of his hand. And who got on top of it? Carletonville did. So another turnover, and that one's of the unfortunate variety there.
Boy, well, yeah, as coach, would you try and claim he threw the ball? I mean, he just kind of drops it, though, but I think he might have been trying to pass the ball.
He was trying to pass it, but I don't ever think he actually got the arm going forward.
That might be, it didn't look good, no matter what you say. Just a tough way to lose it.
Could have been a wet football situation, potentially.
Looked like it just basically fell out of his hand.
Carletonville will take over at the Hillsborough 29-yard line. Easterday will operate from shotgun. He will pitch to the right with Tucker Hughes running right, and he's going to turn the corner, takes a big hit at the 40-yard line by Caden Lemon. Both pop right up, and that'll be, I think, a first down. Yep, right at the sticks. An 11-yard gain for Tucker and a first down. 9:06 for the ball game.
Well, Hughes took over the rushing lead with 49 before Easterday was leading with his 44 yards. He's had a big running game for himself, but the rest of the running backs have not had big games for the Cavaliers here.
Big plays in the pass game and taking advantage of short fields off Hillsborough turnovers, the difference in this game.
It is.
Easterday will hand it right up the middle. That is Tucker Hughes again. He'll be brought down shy of the 45. Got to the 44. Gain of 4 on the play. Clock will roll inside of 9 minutes for the ball game.
Yeah, the Cavaliers have not had their way as far as just running the ball at this Hillsborough defense.
Remember last year, Hillsborough's defense held them to 18 points to start the year.
I think Carletonville might have had 2-touchdown lead in the first half in that game. I have to look back in the Ikeyes for that, but Hillsborough came back strong in the second half.
Easterday from shotgun here. They will have two receivers split to the right. That is Ambuel and Dixon. One receiver up top to the left. They will pitch it left with Tucker Hughes. Looking for the corner, can't get it. Good pursuit out there by the Topper defense. As I believe on the stop that time, Colton Kaiser did a good job to get Hughes wrapped up and on the ground. It'll be 3rd and 7 as Hughes lost a yard back to the 43. If Hillsborough can take care of the football this year, they should have another really solid opportunity at the postseason.
Well, yeah, they can just look at the film and say, eliminate turnovers and some silly penalties that cost them too.
Dixon will motion from the right slot. He'll come across the formation in front of Easterday, who operates from shotgun. Oh, the shotgun snap never got back to him. I think the Cavies got on top of it. Let's see, who got on that football for the Cavaliers? I think it might have been the center. It was Siler McLean. He went back and used Jared Easterday's towel then to dry off his hands. The field looks in really good shape considering all the rain we got.
Yeah, they didn't tear it up much, so I give it credit for holding up.
Fourth down, Easterday with a high kick. It's going to bounce at the 35, takes a Cavalier roll inside of the 30, right at the 30. Actually, it'll be touchdown there by Jake Ambuhl, and that's where Hillsborough will take over first and 10 with 6:49 to play. Let's head to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. Hillsborough has first and 10 at their own 30-yard line, trailing 28-0, 6:49 to play. Carroll throws a slant over the middle, caught by Greg. He'll be down at the 38-yard line. Close to a first down, a couple yards shy. The ball was spotted at the 30 to start. The first down marker is set at the 41. I'm looking at that right, correct?
Yeah, basically.
Well, it's second and 2. Carroll from shotgun will hand it off to Dugan. No fake to Dugan. Now he's going to throw out to the right and nothing doing there. Cromville had that covered very well, and it's going to be third down. They lost yardage on that play. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Well, they called it incomplete. Must have short hopped into the intended target that time. It'll be third down. Ball is spotted at the 38-yard line. Some confusion up here whether the ball was actually caught or not.
Guess it was because they lost a yard. So move the marker back a little. So about 1 yard loss.
Carroll comes under center, triple I formation. He'll give it to the second man through. And that is the ball carrier. Harkins gets really not much at all. Maybe 1 yard to the 39.
That'll give him the first down.
They marked it at the 40, and it is a first down. So even though the mark appeared to be across the 40, which it shouldn't have been, they got to the 40 and they gave them the first down. I don't think that was just an optical illusion.
It was an optical illusion.
5:10 for the ball game. Carroll comes under center for Hillsborough.
Well, that looks like it's short of the mark.
It does. Carroll going to float out to the right, picked off. I think that was Dixon again. As Dixon comes up with the pick. He's had a big night on both sides of the football, and that's not going to be a one-week phenomenon, Carl.
No, we've seen his work before. It's consistent on both offense and defense.
Really
we just
is.
Haven't seen that quick pass to him. Haven't used it all night long yet.
That's right, haven't seen the slant. They might be saving that for later. Michael Byatt has checked in at the quarterback position for the Cavaliers. He will take over here with 5 minutes to play in the ball game. He will hand it off to Ethan Wallace. A nifty spin move in the backfield to get away from trouble. And Wallace winds up with a nice game. They start at the Hillsborough 39-yard line. Picked up 8 on the play. Clock will stop with 4:50 to play as he was knocked out of bounds there. Wyatt's looking to the sideline for the play call. A strong performance here to start the year for Carlinville. Wyatt's from shotgun will hand to Wallace again. Ethan Wallace runs left, has the first down for Carlinville as he will be spotted at the 27-yard line.
First down, Cavs!
Gain of 4 on the play. Stop the clock as they move the chains. They had that wind coming from the south all night long. Been just a very pleasant breeze.
Yeah, really no change in temperature.
Been a strange week for week one in terms of the temperature. Very cool and pleasant. They will pitch it to the right to Ethan Wallace and just got tripped up in the middle of the field. That was Caden Lemon, it was. As Wallace brought down at the 22 after a gain of 5. Approaching the 4-minute mark of the ball game. Next week, Hillsborough travels to Vandalia. We'll have that live at 7. Carlinville will be on the road at Gillespie. We'll have that broadcast following at around 9:30. Both games right here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Byatt from shotgun will hand to Wallace, and Ethan Wallace straight ahead, not much there, a 1 yard gain to the 21. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. And David Jenkins has a WSMI game break. Third and four, Byatt has trouble with the snap, picks it up in the backfield, and he'll be brought down at the 25-yard line. So Painter responds after getting down early to Greenville, leading the Comets now 21-9. And that Painter-Greenville game in week one, and then the Painter-Carlinville game, which I think is week five, Carl, that will be a big game in the South Central Conference.
Well, indeed. Always a problem for the Cavaliers, too.
Has been over the years.
Especially.
Payne has played Carlinville.
And Payne has been one of the top teams,
yes, right.
But at the same time, it seems like they really have had Carlinville's number and made real tight games all the time.
Just one of those teams that just for whatever reason really matches up well with Carlinville. Timeout on the field, 2:24 for the ball game. Carlinville leading Hillsborough 28-0. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. We've done four.
Huh?
We've done four.
That's a minimum.
Yeah.
This is their game.
5-0. Nice. Huh? Cardinals win a 5-0.
Who is? Oh,
we'll take it after this one here. Carlinville will punt on 4th and 13, and Ambule dives inside the 5 and gets it down. That was a very nice play by Jake Ambule.
Now Jake will never look exciting in the stats. Had 3 catches, 17 yards. He does all the little things, Tim.
He does.
He's that third down possession receiver. When you need a 3rd and 4 or 5 yards, he's perfect for that.
He's one of those players that...
But he's the key to your team.
Yeah, exactly. You might not really notice him until he's not there anymore, but you're exactly right. He's not necessarily going to make the flashy play, but he's usually going to make the smart play.
And he makes big defensive plays, but again, not the super flashy ones like you say.
Yeah, you look up at the end of the night, and he seems to, for the most part, usually have pretty decent numbers, but like you said, a lot of what he does doesn't necessarily show up on a stat sheet. Like a play like that right there, that was just... That's just a big play.
Heads
Even
up.
Though it's late in the game, that's something that he will do in a close ball game or in the first half of a game as well. Nice catch by Jordan Gregg on the sideline. Nice running throw that time from Carroll. As we've seen, the Toppers go to Gregg a little bit more here in the second
Absolutely.
Half.
Absolutely. Well, remember the first pass completion was to him for 5 yards. Now they're going to him, and that's his 4th catch, and now he has 36 yards.
This was good for a first down yardage out to the 22-yard line and a gain of about 17. 2:11 for the ball game. See if the Toppers can get something here late. A little positive momentum heading back to Hillsborough. Carroll will work from shotgun. Gregg is split out wide to the left. Play clock down to 3. And what are we going to have here? A timeout taken, I do believe, by the Toppers. The play clock was running down. 2:11 for the ball game. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages.
We started.
Following the Hillsborough timeout, Toppers will have it 1st and 10. Ball spotted just across the 20-yard line at about the 22. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Then we'll talk to our area coaches on sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll have Chad Easterday at 9:03 right out of the gate. And we'll get Aaron Duff on the line as well, get their thoughts on the opening week of the 2018 season. Tomorrow morning, Sports Saturday on FM 106. Snap was high to Carroll, and then Leip runs into his own man in the backfield. The ball comes out, and Carlinville will get on top of it. That play was disjointed from the get-go, and they did. Turnover for Hillsborough.
Well,
the snap was high. And then Leip, I didn't see, it might have been Harkins.
Well, he's
and
doing
Harkins,
kind of a reverse.
Yeah, just ran right into each other. That was coming out of the timeout. Not how it was drawn up.
No. In fact, I think it.
And in some ways, Carl, that just sort of sums up Hillsborough's night.
Yeah,
they had an interception early in the game when it was 7-0, and on the run back, they fumbled.
That was a key play to really get things turned around for the Cavaliers and go against the Toppers here in this game. I was going to say Leip even had to limp off the field, and that's from running into his own men on that particular play.
Their fifth turnover of the half.
Ooh. So seven for the game?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be number one on the old book. You expect a few misplays. But that's too many.
That's too many. That's too many no matter who you're playing. And when you're on the road at Carlinville.
At Carlinville, yep.
And with that said, they've only given up four touchdowns. And a lot of them, three of them off short fields after those turnovers. Byatts will keep it himself on the keeper, and Dugan wraps him up at the ankles and gets him on the ground outside of the 10-yard line. Minute 15 to play. So there's going to be some good things for Hillsborough to take away from this game, but there's also going to be a lot of things that are going to have the attention in the film room tomorrow morning.
No doubt about it. And we've seen some good things, obviously. The long passes to Limiter are good to watch. And then here in the second half, the passes to Greg, the 10, 12-yard variety, worked very well for the Toppers. And they actually ran the ball probably better than Carlinville did in this football game.
Timeout's going to be taken by the Toppers with just 65 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll keep it right here on WSMI FM 106. Cardinal baseball airing right now on FM 106.9. Cardinals leading 5-0. Over Colorado. Big weekend. 7-0 now, David Jenkins tells me. So the Cardinal role continues.
Scary place to play, though. That's 7-run. It's the one place you almost have to worry about, a 7-run lead, Colorado.
Yeah,
or Wrigley if the wind's blowing out.
Never safe in either one of those instances. But the Cardinals playing some really good baseball right now.
Are.
And if the playoffs
is Colorado.
If the playoffs started today, they'd be in.
Right. And you know who's number two in the last 20 games? Colorado. Number one, Cardinals. Number two, Colorado. So our head-to-head.
Of course, Colorado called up Matt Holliday for the series. How about that?
Well, you know, Matt can hit.
He can.
I mean, there was nothing wrong with his hitting as a DH last year. But injuries seem to plague him now.
Yeah, he's
a lot.
Had a heck of a career.
Leg injuries especially.
He's not done yet. So following the timeout, Carlinville has the football, 3rd and 6 outside the 10. They will hand it off, and not much doing right there. It was Hunter Robinson on the carry. Fought hard to get to the 10-yard line and no more after that into the final minute of the ball game. McCarlinville able to take advantage of the Hillsborough mistakes tonight and then the big plays in the passing game as Jared Easterday found Kyle Dixon for 2 touchdowns, 25 and 40 yards. Found Colton DeLong for a 33-yard touchdown. Then DeLong had a 6-yard touchdown run as well. All the scoring drives were no more than 54 yards. 54, 40, 50, 52. On the ground, straight ahead, Robinson, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. Hunter Robinson finds the end zone with just 17 seconds to play. That came from about, 6 yards out?
About 6 yards, I'd say.
I would say so. That's what we'll call it anyway. Makes it 34-0. As Tucker Hughes will come on for the extra point, he will look to make it a perfect 5 out of 5. Easterday will hold. As Tucker will kick towards the south uprights. Snap to Jarrett. Is good. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. 35-0 now. The Carlinville lead with just 17 seconds to play in the ball game. Carlinville did what they needed to do tonight, Carl, but it really is. We're talking about all the turnovers for Hillsborough. That's what you have to do is take advantage of situations, and that's what the Cavaliers did here tonight.
Well, all the turnovers were the big difference in this game, obviously. The Cavaliers' defense also, because they were able to stop Hillsborough anytime they got a drive going.
And once again, we saw the speed of the Carlinville defense really in play most of the night. Every time Hillsborough tried to bounce outside, they did not have success.
No. They did a little at the very first half with that quick pitch, but after that, Cavalier defense seemed to figure it out.
So with just 17 seconds to play, stay tuned. We'll have the Litchfield Staunton broadcast coming up next here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. As Litchfield was able to secure their football season, Monday of this week is when the final decision was made. I think just dressing 15 kids tonight against Staunton. The kick is away, fielded by Caden Lemon. Hesitates in the middle, now bounces outside, and he is brought down just across the 35. That tackle made by Adrian Noggle. Just 10.7 seconds for the ball game.
Football at the 37-yard line.
Just one snap, maybe two more left here for the Toppers in week one. Hillsboro will be at Vandalia next week. We'll have that live at 7. And then Carlinville on the road at Gillespie. That broadcast about 9:30 next week. All the action all season long here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Landon Carroll from shotgun will throw on the sideline. It is caught. Nope, incomplete, in and out of the hands of the intended target that time. They were looking for, it was Landon Carroll. 5.2 seconds for the ball game. So this will be the final play of the night. Jordan Gregg split out wide to the left. He made his presence felt tonight, mostly on the defensive end. Carroll going to throw, and that is incomplete, and we'll get no more snaps. That's good clock keeping right there. Week one victory for the Carlinville Cavaliers as they beat the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 35-0. We'll come back to Carlinville High School and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.